Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. It's Wednesday, November the 2nd. There's a special event coming up next weekend, but I've got a special lady sitting right next to me. Actually, I have two special ladies, but one, we've been friends for a long time. Cindy Musker.
Started in 88, I think.
Yeah.
I came on with the Cancer Society.
That's right, with the American Cancer Society, and then all those years with Voluntary Action Center.
Right.
And now you're retired. How does it feel?
It feels good, you know. Yeah. I don't have to get up at 6 in the morning and be somewhere, but still involved in doing things.
But have you learned to say no?
Not yet.
That's some Cindy Musker.
Yeah. I keep saying, you know.
Now, remember, you said you're going to take a little time for yourself.
You need to learn
to say no.
I am. Yeah. And I think I'm so busy in the fall, and then you've got the holidays. We've got the festival.
Right.
So I'll tell you in January.
Okay. But we got Darlene Johnson with you also today. Good to have you here, Darlene.
Thank you so much.
And you're here, both of you are here to talk about the King's Daughters Holiday Festival.
Yes.
Which is not this weekend, but
next weekend. It starts on 11-11-11, November 11th.
Friday
night with a big splash and big party. I'll let Darlene talk about that.
Okay.
Continuing on Saturday and Sunday. It's our 22nd year. And it is a fantastic place to get all your Christmas shopping done in one location.
It is. And it really has become a tradition.
It really has.
The King's Daughter tradition. And all the money that comes, tell where the money
all
goes.
All the money that we raise, and after we pay a few expenses, goes to Children's Dental Aid. All the money we bring in on Friday night goes completely to Children's Dental Aid here in Columbia. And then the rest of the money we raise throughout the weekend goes to the dental program and to the home in Mexico, Missouri, that the whole state of Missouri supports. It's a home for women who are elderly.
Oh, the King's Daughter's home is beautiful.
It is. It's just gorgeous.
We were there, six, 7 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I had the best chicken noodle soup I have ever had in my life.
Well, maybe we'll have to go over and visit and request the
They made wonderful chicken noodle soup. I remember we had lunch with them. But, Darlene, why don't you start about what's going on Friday evening?
Okay, on Friday evening, we have a party. Actually, it's called a retro wingding. That's the name of the theme this year.
Mm-hmm.
And which sort of indicates people can wear anything from the past they want, or they don't. It's not a dress-up evening, but if they want to, they can. It's from 5:30 till 8:30.
And it's called a
retro wingding.
So they can come in the 50s outfits.
Whatever.
They want 60s. Or
even the 2000s.
20s? Okay. So whatever you want. And what happens that night at the retro wingding?
At that evening, there will be 100 booths from which people can purchase wonderful things, some really new items this year. We have entertainment, which is a little bit different. We will have a band called the Bubbas, which will be on stage.
The Bubbas?
The Bubbas.
Uh-huh.
And
is that Bill Clinton's?
I don't know.
Maybe it's his brother.
Maybe. Bill Clinton's not coming to town.
No.
All right. The Bubbas are going to be there.
And then some of the events through the evening is Lindsay Lopez is going to sing.
Uh-huh.
The Amanda and Jason from the Columbia Dance Academy, or Ballroom Academy, will be doing a little interactive.
Ballroom dancing.
Well, but it's going to be interactive with, if you're out in the crowd, you just must be prepared.
To dance with them.
Perhaps.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you've got a lot going on.
And then we have the Moon Belly Dancers, who are also at one point in the evening going to be interacting in the crowd.
Okay. So you've got everything going on that night.
And then we have a jugglers group from Mizzou who are going to
Is this the Ed Sullivan show?
It is.
You got ballroom dancing, you got belly dancing, and you got juggling, and you got the Bubba band there.
And then Lindsay singing.
Lindsay's and a cross singing. Between Ella and Etta. So
okay.
Yeah.
So that'll be Friday night yes. for King's Daughters for the opening, the big.
Right.
And where is it?
Where's the, it's at the Holiday Inn Select Expo Center.
Okay.
And there's a retro beverage that comes with each ticket, mm-hmm. which is a surprise.
Butler.
Oh, Butler.
Butlered. Okay. And then there are cash bars. There will be hors d'oeuvres. And then there is an auction.
Mm-hmm. A silent auction.
Silent auction. Yeah. And then we'll have one prize that is a raffle item, which is going to be quite wonderful.
Okay. And then Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday, we're back to our regular shopping sprees from 8 o'clock to 5 o'clock
the
on
Bubba
Saturday.
The Bubba Band's not going to be there.
No, but we have the Jane Froman singers coming.
Oh, I love Jane. I love Jane, the music of Jane
right.
Froman.
And Jill is bringing out the kids from Trips, and they'll be performing. So we'll have people on the stage throughout the whole weekend. Mm-hmm. And then on Sunday, we have Guy Gumby's
Clay
Gumby's band, and they'll be performing. And we have the Tribune's cooking contest, holiday cupcakes and cookies being awarded. And then
the cupcake and cookie
awards.
Contest. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And you know, just Angie Bailey from KOMU is emceeing on Sunday, and we're working on getting our last MC for on Saturday.
Okay. Which, all right.
Lots of shopping. Come and do it all in one place. Guys, you come to
the guys can really do it in one place.
It's great. I mean, and keep in mind that the money goes to support dental aid
and the home in Mexico, Missouri.
How many kids do you know? How many kids are you helping out with this
We're
dental aid?
We're doing basically about 100 to 120 kids a year. But what's really unique about this is a kid will be referred to King's Daughters by the school nurse, and then we follow that child all the way through. I mean, we may get them at kindergarten all the way to 12th grade. We may not get them referred to us until they're 5th grade, 6th grade.
But what do you do with the dental aid?
We take them to the dentist, and we pay the dental care for them.
No matter what it is?
We don't do orthodontics, but last spring we had a child, actually the child was a refugee, had major, major dental problems, and we could only do part of it, and then my old organization, Voluntary Action Center, picked up some of the rest, and I think we still have to do. This little girl, even though it was her baby teeth, had to have what they call semi-root canals, and you just don't see that, but it was a refugee from here, had never had any dental care in her life, yeah. And then we'll be able to follow her along all the time she's here, but what's nice about it is members of the King's Daughters Circle actually pick the child up at school, take them to the dentist, and wait, and then bring them back to school. So they're not missing appointments. They're getting there, and it really is the way we can keep a lot of kids healthy.
Thank you, Cindy.
Oh, you're
thank you, Darlene.
Oh,
it's a pleasure having you here. And don't forget, next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday,
11, 12, 13.
Yeah. We must remember that the dentists really do provide part of this, too.
Okay.
Very little expense on our part.
All right.
But we couldn't do it without their cooperation.
But do all of your holiday shopping one place, King's Daughters Festival, next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yes.
Got it.
KDHolidayFestival.com.
Okay. Yeah, Gene Forrester's on tomorrow. We'll talk about the flu season. Our show, directed Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute, Audio Pat Akers, KBIA. Our flow director is Eric Stazak, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. Bye-bye.